In a break with past policy, the Bush administration is sending a top diplomat to talks with Iran's chief nuclear negotiator this weekend. U.S. Undersecretary of State William Burns is joining European, Russian, and Chinese officials for tomorrow's meeting in Geneva. The U.S. has insisted there would be no negotiations with Iran unless a uranium enrichment program was suspended. To find out why the U.S. is sending a different signal this time, we reached Ray Takei, Senior Fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you think this is a major shift for the Bush administration?
Yes, it is. The administration for a long time has suggested that any negotiations without precondition was a sign of naivety, and they had elevated suspension to a point of principle. And for them to reverse that is a really reversal of a very entrenched position that they have had for a long time.
Is there something different on the table for the Iranians to respond to in this meeting in Geneva?
Not particularly. Some elements of this offer may be a little bit different. There might be a bit more incentives, but nobody thought this offer was qualitatively different and measurably different than the one that was previously offered to the Iranians last year.
Let's talk a little bit about diplomatic signals, because there's been so many military signals. Just a few weeks ago, we had Israel choreographing a military exercise that appeared to be directed at Iran. Iran made a very big public show of a missile test. And now the U.S. and Iran are sitting at the same table. It's the first time since 1979. So what were the messages that got both of them there?
Well, I think the past week was a week of mixed messages from both parties. But those military exercises were accompanied by rhetoric of readiness for diplomacy. Iranians were saying all along that they're prepared to negotiate, although without preconditions. And the United States, the administration, was suggesting that they are interested in resolving this issue first and foremost through diplomacy.
But something changed. Something obviously changed.
Well, I mean, what changed was the administration acquiescing to the Iranian demand that negotiations have to begin without precondition.
But at the same time, I've read that sanctions were starting to bite. The French were backing off of some oil deals in Iran, and people on both sides were now ready to be much more serious about diplomacy than they had in the past.
That's certainly the perception, I think, many in the administration, that there's a serious division and a serious debate within Iran among those who are willing to accommodate and those who want to remain defiant. And Burns's presence was hoped to leverage those who want to be more accommodationist.
After this meeting this weekend, do you expect to see this kind of diplomacy continue?
Well, the administration has suggested that Bill Burns's presence is a one-time deal and they gauge the Iranian responsiveness and make a determination at that time. But for this administration, a taboo has been broken, a principle has been reversed. So I suspect that even in the duration of the Bush years or Bush months, such American-Iranian diplomatic engagement is going to be more routine as opposed to exceptional.
Thank you very much. Ray Takei is Senior Fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations.